Next week is spring break. You'll notice when no one's around.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be lonesome. But everyone's going to go off to various locations, get a nice break, you know?
Which they need.
Yeah. Did you go anywhere for spring break, like your senior year of high school or anything like that?
No. We didn't have like a senior trip or anything like that at my school.
Well, you could just arrange something with your friends.
No.
You
know? We didn't.
There were.
We might have had like sleepovers or something, but.
Awesome!
Shut up!
Sorry. Some kids in my class went to Cancun. You know, that's one of the traditional deals.
Uh-huh.
Or to, you know, wherever. It's somewhere in Mexico where you could drink when you're 18. You know, when you're a senior in high school, that was the thing to do. But me and my friends, we decided we were going to go to L.A. and watch The Price is Right.
Sweet.
Yep. The one lesson I tell you on that is make sure you give Bob Barker the love. We were the Rod Squad.
Uh-huh.
And we had Rod Rowdy shirts on. They were lime green, and there was a picture of Rod on the front, and it said, "Come on down," next to him. And Rod gave us some love at the end of the show. We were never called down, though.
Oh.
And we think it was because of jealousy. Bob Barker doesn't like to share the spotlight with Rod Rowdy. And then he killed him over it. Rod Rowdy died just a couple years ago. I think it may be related. I know.
Oh.
I know.
You killed him.
Yeah. I guess so.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know that was going to happen. I didn't know Bob was going to be so selfish.
That's just... Oh.
Yeah. Well, since we were in L.A., we decided, hey, let's at least go into Mexico for a bit. We went to Tijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned you should go to the bathroom before you go to Mexico. If it's just for a day, especially. My friend Kevin had the diarrhea and had to buy toilet paper in one of the... In one of the restrooms. This may have been the day that I warned him about this app. He was drinking apple juice, a whole bunch of it, at this diner. And I was like, that apple juice is going to get you. You know?
Mm.
Even the waitress agreed with me. I'm not sure if that was the same day or not, but, you know, with someone who treats apple juice that hastily, you got to think he, you know, wasn't dieting right before going to Mexico. So that's one thing to keep in mind. Obviously, you don't want to drink the water in Mexico.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No.
Is that Montezuma's Revenge?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then in college, I think I just hung around for spring break and then just, you know, just did the get drunk at home by myself type of deal.
Oh.
Yeah. That was a lot more fun. But I think I did just chill out and just hung around town, didn't go do anything extra spectacular.
Yeah, I never really went anywhere for spring break. I went a couple weeks after spring break, but...
Yeah, what's the point of that again?
Well, it was a school
trip. So you could be that guy in school who goes on vacation when everyone else is in school, or
no, what? It was a class trip for my theater group. We went to New York City.
Oh, that's fun.
Yep, it was. We performed our play we wrote.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How'd it go over? You get booed?
No, we didn't.
Carnegie Hall?
No, it was the Abington Theater.
No one's heard of that.
It's an off-Broadway theater.
Yeah. Well, that's not officially spring break, so you're kind of cheating, but...
Yeah. I did get yelled at in Harlem.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
I don't know of anyone who would have that happen to him.
It was pretty scary.
Yeah. So we want you to contribute to our spring break survival guide today. Share some of your experiences, things that you learned while on spring break and back in your day, or if it was just recent, obviously, you know, we need to hear that. It wasn't that long ago that I was a spring breaker, you know? These teens these days think that I'm all out of touch with the spring break, but I am. All right.
Loser.